It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on our Project Connect Spotlight here at Husker Radio. Tristan Winder, please be joined now by Shelly Whipp of the Department of Health and Human Services Economic Assistance Program. Shelly, thank you so much for taking some time for us today.
Thanks, Tristan. I'm really grateful that we have the opportunity to get some information out through your station. I appreciate it.
Now, Shelly, tell us about your official role at the Department of Health and Human Services, if you don't mind.
So my job title is Community Support Specialist. I basically am an agency liaison. So I work with agencies who also work with our clients, and I provide information and training on the programs that we offer. We have a focus on abuse and neglect prevention and a specific focus on poverty-related abuse and neglect.
Okay, so you work with a wide area of people, it sounds like, and a wide variety of individuals as well.
Absolutely. I actually cover 42 counties in Western and Central Nebraska. And so, yeah, I do a lot of traveling, meet with a lot of different people, a lot of different agencies.
A lot of windshield time for you then, representing all those counties, I'm sure.
Well, prior to coronavirus, there was a lot of windshield time. Right now, I'm
sure.
Working mainly by phone and internet, email, yes.
So, Shelly, tell us about some of the services that you would normally offer and what you would normally spotlight at the Project Connect.
So, at the Project Connect, we would have had representation from two of our HHS divisions, the Economic Assistance and Medicaid. We would have been assisting people in providing information about the programs we have available, helping them complete applications, providing case management for those who are currently utilizing those programs, and providing referrals to other services that are available in the area. On the economic assistance side, we have programs available to help with food and financial need and self-sufficiency. And on the Medicaid side, we have programs available to help specific populations with medical costs.
Okay, all right.
Well, I was just going to mention some of the programs that we do have available. One of the most common programs that a lot of people are aware of is the SNAP program, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And that provides buying power to lower-income families to help provide nutritional meals for their families. We have a TANF program, which stands for Temporary Aid to Needy Families, and that's a cash assistance program to help low-income families who have children in the household. And along with the TANF program, we provide a self-sufficiency program called Employment First, which helps those families to obtain employment, to improve their employment circumstances, to, you know, gain new skills in the workforce. We have an emergency assistance program for those households that have children when they are facing a crisis situation. We provide assistance to help lower income families pay for their child care so that they can go out and work and be self-sufficient. We have energy assistance programs to help with those high heating bills during the winter and cooling bills during the summer. We also can provide services for aged and disabled people who might have trouble maintaining in their own home with their chores or transportation or cooking meals. We can assist them with those types of chores and maybe even more significant services like personal care needs. We have several programs that will assist the disabled with their medical costs that come through the Economic Assistance Program. And then on the Medicaid side, we can provide medical coverage for elderly persons over the age of 65, disabled persons who have been determined disabled through the Social Security Administration or through our state disability program, and to children age 18 and younger. That's a very brief rundown of what we offer. I'd be happy to answer any more specific questions, but there's a lot of programs out there, so I wouldn't be able to get through everything in detail.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of programs out there, like you mentioned, Shelley, and a lot of assistance available. So if there's an individual out there that needs help, probably just best to get a hold of you or somebody at DHHS and just tell them the issue, because more than likely there is assistance available for that individual.
That's true, yes. I also would actually encourage anybody who has access to the internet. Our website has just some amazing services available. That website is www.accessnebraska.ne.gov. And Access Nebraska is spelled out all one word. When they go online, one of the services that we offer is a program called Do I Qualify? And people can enter some very basic demographic information about their household, and the system will recommend what programs they might be eligible for based on the people in their household, the ages of those persons, their general income levels. And I do want to point out that that does not guarantee that they will be eligible, but it's a really good way to give them the information about what we have available that could help them. Also, on that same website, they can go directly from Do I Qualify to an online application and answer some specific questions about their demographics. And that electronic application is then received in our customer service centers or local offices the following morning after they have submitted their application. For some of our programs, interviews are required. So after the application is submitted, somebody from our agency would be contacting them on the phone to complete that interview. Or if the person isn't available by phone when we call, we will schedule an interview time for a time that's convenient for them. Once they are receiving services from us, they can also use that website to report changes to us or to submit documents. If they have the ability to scan a document, they can just send it to us electronically. And they also can create an account. So they can go online at any time and see what the status of their case is. They can verify the services that they're receiving from us if that's required for another program they may be applying for. In addition to the website, absolutely, they can call our local office, they can call our customer service centers, and let me just give those two numbers. We have a number, a customer service center number for economic assistance, and that is 1-800-383-4278. And then we have a Medicaid customer service center number, which is 855-632-7633. And I do want to say, if they happen to call the wrong number, we will transfer them to the correct customer service center.
Now, Shelley, tell us how things have changed throughout the coronavirus outbreak for you and your colleagues there at DHHS. Obviously, you talked about some programs earlier on in the interview that are very vital, and I'm sure that they're programs that people have continued to use throughout COVID-19's outbreak and maybe even used for the first time or used more so than what they did previously.
Absolutely. We saw a 35% increase in SNAP applications come in the first month after coronavirus started because of the job loss and, financial implications that resulted in. We actually made some policy changes to some of our programs that would expand the eligibility to people who may not have been previously eligible, and just to make it a little bit easier for them to receive the services. We have issued some supplements to the SNAP program so that some households would be receiving more benefits than they previously were. We've just tried to make it easier for people to receive the services that they're eligible for and to maximize the benefit to try to prevent crises from occurring to these families who have been affected by COVID.
So, Shelley, if folks want to get additional information about some of the services available or some of the other information we've talked about today, what's the best way for them to do so?
Again, they can find all of this information on our accessnebraska.me.gov website. They are welcome to call the customer service center. And although I do not personally determine eligibility for cases, people would be able to call me directly at 402-984-9905. I would be happy to give them whatever information they need and direct them to how to obtain the services that they might be interested in.
And Shelley, I want to ask as well here as we continue to do our Project Connect Spotlight, how do you and your office traditionally work with some of the individuals you encounter at the Project Connect event?
So if we were at the Project Connect, we would have access to all of the online services. We would sit down with them. We have information sheets that give brief descriptions of all of our programs. We would just visit with them and find out what their circumstances are and make recommendations to them that, hey, this program might be able to help you out in this situation. And we would just sit there with them and fill out the online application with them. We would, again, if they were currently receiving assistance from our agency, we would also troubleshoot any problems that they might be having receiving those services or reporting changes. And in addition, we maintain a really good relationship with the other agencies in the community, so we can help direct them if there's a program or a circumstance that our agency is not able to help them with. We would be referring them to those other agencies that are also at Project Connect and help them get to the services that they need.
Shelley, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, just that we are very invested in helping our communities and our families. And so I just really want to encourage anybody who has a need, even if it's something that we cannot meet that need, we want to encourage them to contact us so that we can help them in whatever way we can and get them to where they do need to be.
Well, Shelley, we very much appreciate the time that you've given us today on our Project Connect Spotlight and appreciate all the work that you and all the great individuals do at DHHS for the communities here throughout the western end of the state.
Thanks so much, Tristan. Again, we appreciate the opportunity to be able to get this word out. So thank you for that.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com and learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.